Welcome to Questionable, the Halloween show that isn't actually Halloween most of the time, but it's Halloween this time because it's Halloween, everybody! Today's question is, what is the best Halloween strat?
Push kids, push little children away.
Let's get started!
That picked up so much.
What a question. I've always wanted to know this, so I want to hear your opinions on it to make sure I'm not doing it wrong this Halloween.
Get a really good costume. Shh, baby girl.
Okay.
You get a really good costume and then be the first one out of your group to go up there. Either the first, no, you like one of the first ones, because then you can just grab it, but like push kids. Push little children away.
Actually, I disagree, and this is going to be a fun episode because I think that you should blend in with the kids. And when all the little tiny hands are in there, just grab a huge handful and disguise yourself and go away, and then maybe go back for a second.
That's just because you have baby hands.
Hey, let's hold up our hands. I have like an inch on them, hand lengthwise. So don't say I have baby
hands.
Don't
talk about my length.
Hey, calm down. It's not what I meant. So why do you think that's better than blending in and getting a bunch?
Because
they'll be able to recognize you and you can maybe go back.
Well, get a scary costume and scare the kids. And then just like, you need to have a huge bag. Like first off.
That's gonna be memorable though, all of that.
You need to have a big candy bag.
You need to blend in though. You need to be like everything else. So be like a blow up Among Us costume. Like.
Dinosaur, and we're all gonna like run down the street as like a horde of dinosaurs. And also, I just watched the
Gravity Falls episode where they find like the pterodactyl, and I loved it so much. And then I saw the episode where they go into Grunkleton's mind, and spoilers, guys, skip ahead to I don't know when to avoid this. Then I saw Bill, and I actually started freaking out. I jumped, I screamed when he appeared, because I wasn't expecting him. I thought he was going to be in the next season. And then I started crying, and I was so happy to see Bill.
There's a reason he's on the Tumblr sexy man list.
Bill or me?
Bill.
Okay, good. I was like, I did not know about this.
You should be.
Shush. No. Yo. Okay. But honestly, Bill is so iconic. I also want to punch the little guy?
Gideon.
Friggin' little Gideon. God.
I love him.
He's so awesome, but like stupid as hell. Well, you want candy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can speak English.
Shut up.
Damn.
That's my English.
Okay. By the way, don't worry, Chinchilla is here, but Mantis is recording with this first section because they've got to go later, so, like, very soonish. So we're going to get this first section done, and then I don't know what's going to happen.
And then I'm going to get kicked out.
By not me or Chinchilla. We don't want you to leave.
Busy schedule.
Mm-hmm. You said you were available. You said you'd make availability today. 2 months ago when we scheduled this.
I did!
And then you filled up the day anyways. So, but what if they recognize you? Like, you're gonna scare all the kids away. That's gonna be a negative reaction.
Okay. Trick or treat in a neighborhood that isn't yours, and then scare kids, grab candy, boom, you're out. But make sure it's a rich neighborhood, because they give out full candy bars.
No, I'm saying make sure they don't recognize you, because you can go back for more. And they won't also, like, come and find you when you're going by and be like, why do you scare off all those kids?
Why would they do that? Have you ever had someone track you down?
No. Never. Moving on. Chinchilla, what is your opinion? What is your opinion on the question at hand?
Oh, what's the best Halloween strat?
Right. We've given ours. What are your thoughts?
Pretend you're 3 years younger than you actually are.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking.
Comically large lollipop. And one of those propeller beanies.
I'll hear you out on that. That's smart.
Instant. Go with your Halloween costume.
No, but that would be so cute. And the cuter you are, the more likely they're going to say, just take it all.
Exactly. So take your costume and make it cute. If you're Godzilla, get one of those party hats with the nylon strings and add it to your face.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the ordinary. Take a costume and add something unexpected to it.
It's giving Gorilla Tag.
Do you play Gorilla Tag, Chinchilla? Guys, breaking news. Chinchilla plays Gorilla Tag in his free time.
Just end it with that.
And that's the end of the episode, guys.
Yo, guys, thanks for watching. Yeah, I'm gonna go get murdered in my sleep.
It's gonna be me. What? No.
Guys, I'm scared.
No, we love Chinch. We love Chinch.
He's reading the Far Side comic right now.
Oh, I have something I want to talk about.
Okay.
Shush, baby girl. Shush.
Okay, yo, calm down. Shush. Get your hands off of my face.
Make fan art of me.
Guys, make fan art of Mantis. It's just going to be like a green mantis.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of fan art, yeah. Guys, we love fan art. We have fan art hanging up all around our studio.
We'll do an office tour one of these days.
Yeah.
It'll either be on our Instagram or our TikTok.
Which by the way.
I run.
Yeah, and you've posted nothing.
I am very busy with things in the works.
Okay.
Actually.
I believe you.
I don't believe.
Okay. So make fan art and
you can submit it on the form that's linked in our YouTube channel, or I think we probably have it on our Instagram. Yeah.
We'll make sure to post the form again.
Yeah, I'll post it on community on YouTube.
And
I'll put in the description of this too.
Make Halloween fan art. It will be Halloween when we release this.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And we can have a bunch of Halloween fan art of us. That would be so cool. To all you artists out there, yeah.
Actually, we should probably just, like, doodle ourselves for one of the... One of our episodes should be, like...
A drawing one?
Yeah. Like,
yes.
You know the game Draw It?
No.
It's a really old game.
Okay. By the way, I'm... Oh, it's probably late now. No. Well, this Sunday I'm going to be streaming me playing Gardic Phone, which is, like, a drawing game with all my friends. But next week... I'm probably doing that too. No, next week, I'm doing a Try Not to Laugh on my YouTube channel with a bunch of friends, and you should watch it. It'll be on my YouTube channel, which is linked in the YouTube channel of Questionables homepage. You can find the fan art. If you give us fan art via the Google form, we will post it on our website, and there's a little carousel of images there that you can see all the art we've got of us. Which is like one, but it's super cool. It's from our friend, you already know who.
Of course. I know who. I recognize that art style. Okay. I've gotten fan art made before.
Okay, good. So, yeah. That was our little promotion.
That should be at like the end of the video.
No. We have 20 minutes left. And it's not a video, it's an episode.
Episode. Oh my god.
Because people don't just watch it on YouTube.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know what time I think it is?
Break time!
We're back!
And I've read half the entire Far Side. My entire humor is now the Far Side.
So you're just gonna be like cows and old men, like old fat men?
Maybe.
And aliens, and that's it?
Maybe. A little bit. Perhaps. So what was the question again? I kind of forgot.
I think we answered it.
Oh! That's pretty good.
No, what's the best rat?
What'd you guys think it was?
You were there.
I was reading the Far Side.
Funny. Okay. So I thought that it was best to blend in and be like cute and stuff and just with all the little kiddos.
I'm just saying that if you become one with the crowd, then like you're just gonna get the same as everyone else. But...
No, you can, if you become one with the crowd, you can take as much as you want without being noticed.
Are you talking about taking like 20 at the take one candy signs?
Mm-hmm.
You monster.
I don't, but I'm saying.
I don't like you anymore.
I don't, but I'm saying if we're doing the best strat for getting the most candy.
Well, that's just unethical.
Wait a moment. The question didn't ask how can you get the most candy. It was just, what's the best strat?
Then what's the goal of Halloween?
To have fun and maybe get some candy along the way.
No, it's to get candy and maybe have some fun along the way.
Big Halloween here.
Big Halloween. It's me, Big Halloween.
Oh gosh.
You buy a new milk dud. Big it's strat. A single milk dud for $30.
it's all of the
some
milk.
Some could say our sales pitch was a dud.
It's a singular milk dud. It just barely mathematically fits in the big boxes. Or in the regular boxes.
But get this.
Okay.
We spent $30 million
yeah.
instead of donating to charity on an advertising campaign for a new Halloween single milk dud. And get this, we made the packaging purple.
Why would you make packaging purple for milk duds?
Because it's spooky.
Is purple really a spook? I see lots of purple. Ah.
See, weren't you spooked?
Yeah, but
I just screamed purple really quickly.
It sounded,
purple is scary.
It sounded like a purple type. No, that sounded like a yellow, bright green type of sound. No, that sounds more like a blue.
Okay, so it turns out that soup can see sounds.
Hear colors.
That too, whatever you say about. I really like
that. I'm joking, I don't have that. I wish I could.
I
can emotionally visualize like colors, but then like that's like normal. Everybody can. Like when you think of yellow, do you think of happy or do you think of pure depression? Because in our culture in Saudi Arabia, which is totally where we're based, right? Because we don't want people getting our location. You think of like yellow as like happy and red as mad and blue as sad. Sorry for the car that's outside making that noise.
My bad.
Yo, what the frick? Why is it just stalling right out? Okay.
What time it is?
I don't remember what time it is. I'm gonna find out. Oh, we have 15 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, I'm just, I was completely silent there to try and make it seem awkward, but you actually handled that pretty good. Good on you. So, it's just like, do you want to be ethical during Halloween if your real goal is just to get candy? Because then at that point, just like, it kind of takes the fun away.
What do you mean ethical? What do you mean ethical?
There's a sign that says,
take one candy.
Take one.
Take one.
Take one.
Only take one.
Take one.
Take one.
And then, right in front of you, there's this little 7-year-old delinquentile.
Delinquentile.
Know what he does?
He takes
more
than
one.
And
it's
orange.
Horrible.
It's horrible. I was going to say it's orange.
It's spooky. It's orange. No. And then you know what happened?
What?
It makes everyone else sad. Makes everyone like, you know what? I don't like that guy. And then they mug him in an alleyway.
I have an idea. Let's do that game where we each only say one word. I'll start.
But it has to be spooky themed. So the first word is spooky.
Spooky?
Uh-oh.
I know what came
from
my is.
English. Good.
You're not getting this at
no,
all.
Let's restart.
Restart.
Spooky.
I think can
nay.
Be.
This is being rigged. Restart. Spooky.
Is.
Very.
Often.
Spooky.
Period. I
don't
really
know
if
it
can
be
classified
as
male.
Spooky.
Keep going.
No.
It's my turn.
No.
It's my turn. You said spooky. Is.
Okay, I know what it is.
Is.
Very.
Quiet.
And.
Loud.
Not giving me much to work with here, are you? Loud is.
Quiet.
And.
Mediocre.
Spooky.
Stop. We have to actually make this kind of make sense.
You're not, okay, no, like, actually, like, trying to,
can
like,
we actually lock out. In?
Yeah, yeah.
No, the point is for it to be, like, weird and not make sense.
Defenestration.
I always defenestrate.
My?
Milk duds. Or no, my milk.
That's two words.
No, just milk. I always defenestrate my milk.
I always defenestrate. No, there's no my. So, like, I always defenestrate my milk. Oh, okay. I always defenestrate my milk. Because.
It.
Spoiled. I added an apostrophe yes to spoiled.
Period. I
ponder
often
about
the
spooky
mysteries of applesauce. Or
spooky
apple,
edition
apple of apples. Apples.
Granny Smith.
That was two.
No, Granny Smith. There's a hyphen in between.
Okay. Of apple.
Apples, comma, Granny Smith. Isn't it specifying what type of apples they are?
Period.
Questionable is...
Questionable. We can't have the whole podcast.
Ah, you said the name of the podcast. Oh, what am I doing with my life? Anyway, and spooky.
Spooky.
Okay, no, wait, let's move on. What's the top 10 most spookiest things besides fentanyl? Razor blades in your Hershey's.
I'm just gonna... You just took my top two.
My bad.
Okay. Questionable.
I'm gonna start
the podcast. I just started, so too bad.
Okay, number 10 is questionable podcast. As top 10 spookiest things.
Number 8.
We went to 10... Okay, number 9 was way too spooky, so we're just going to skip it for a little bit. I think number 8 is the word spooky. If you're in a dark room and someone just whispers in the closet,
spooky, 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 scary skeleton, spooky, shivers down your spine, oh no, not the spine.
You're going to be spooked.
You're going to be absolutely completely befuddled and spooked.
Bamboozled.
When I get scared, I don't get scared. Gaskins. I go, egad, because I'm spooked. Let me jump up and go off screen.
My Gallygastons might be defenestrated.
We just went back 200 years with that one. But anyway. Okay, so what's the spookiest thing you know?
They see me rolling.
We about to get copyrighted.
They hating, patrolling, trying to make me call it spooky. 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 Trying to make me Call of Duty. What's the deal with Call of Duty, guys? COD, right? I think of fish when people say, you want to play COD? I'm like, you're not making the COD into, like, the fish into a freaking piano. Hear me out. Business. Business. Whatchamacallit? Business.
Venture.
Venture? Yeah. Here's a little business venture.
Halloween milk duds. But Halloween milk duds.
No, here's a business venture.
Yeah.
We make a COD
into
a piano so that we can say, do you want to play COD? And when people come over and are like, yeah, I've got my console, I'm like, no. And you pull out the fish. That's a piano.
Like the cat piano.
And there's scales on a fish and there's scales on a piano. So you're like, I'm going to play some scales. And you just tap the scales. And you're playing COD.
I'm absolutely reverse spooked by that statement. Sorry, guys. I got a little spooked. And if you don't want to get spooked, then I think it's time for a break. Break.
Time. If you were wondering why this episode is only 20 minutes long...
Uh-oh. That's like... 10 minutes times 2.
And 10 minutes less than our normal episode length.
Oh yeah, that's pretty bad.
Then, here's your answer.
Lack of budget.
We're bored.
Budget restrictions.
Actually, yeah.
Severe budget deficiency.
You should buy our merch that we worked way too hard on. Go to buymeacoffee.com/questionable. If you're actually here still, that means you're part of the 1% that cares about this episode.
Or you're part of the 30% that just skipped to the end to see if there was something interesting.
That's like all of our friends. They're like, dude, I love the end. I'm like, what was your favorite part of the middle? They're like, what?
My favorite part was when we said break time and then ooh.
Ooh.
That's pretty spooky. Anyway, can you answer the question on why it was only 20 minutes long?
Yeah, it's only 20 minutes long because we want to give you guys a chance to actually get to Halloweening. And why the hell are you listening to Questionable instead of going out on the streets with your friends and taking candy from strangers? That's even more questionable. If you want to listen to Questionable, you should be questionable yourself. You should not be proud of listening. Why are you listening? Get off of Questionable right now! Unless it's like October or November 1st or anytime after that. Sorry for yelling at you. But if you're listening to this on the release date, get out! I mean, we want the money and views, but like, buy our stuff off of buymeacoffee.com/questionable/extras, which is be linked in the description. And then get out. Go touch grass. For me, because I don't want
and
to.
And maybe even strangers. Candy.
Don't touch strangers or their candy.
Touch strangers' candy. There's no comma there. Don't add punctuation when there isn't supposed
to. I want an exact translation of that statement.
It'll be in the captions as "Don't touch strangers, comma candy." Just because I'm feeling evil.
Where did
okay?
the candy come from? Okay. It's just like
"Don't touch strangers, anyway, candy." The guy's name is Candy.
In conclusion, this episode is very short because we want to give you more time to Halloween.
In conclusion, you should make fan art.
In other words. Be questionable.
Thanks for listening.
And in conclusion,
bye.
Spooky.
Hi, post-production Soup here. Don't click away, okay? Just wait a moment. We accidentally recorded an entire other episode segment before this Halloween recording. And so, yeah, we kind of messed up. But I'm going to play a very truncated version of that for you right now. Hope you enjoy. Have a good Halloween.
Our question today is, if I put a glass of water inside a microwave and then put that microwave into another microwave, would it heat up twice as fast?
Let's get started.
All right, well, this is an interesting question because I feel like the first hurdle you're going to have to overcome is putting the microwave inside of the other microwave.
Microwave.
Right, do you know of, like, a company that makes giant microwaves?
Okay. What if it wasn't a giant microwave and it was a tiny microwave, like a toy microwave, and it was like those mini cooking videos, so it had the tiny glass?
Would you have to make like a giant one? Because I feel like if you have those tiny ones, first of all, I don't think they heat up, and if they did, they would be made of like plastic and they would melt themselves.
Well, imagine if it was a regular microwave, just tiny.
So stick a power cord inside a big microwave.
Or the outlet would be inside the microwave.
Now, the question is like, do you think it would heat it up twice as fast? What do you think?
No.
Really?
I feel like the microwave would just start melting inside.
Would it heat it up twice as fast then? It would start heating it up and then it would heat it up even more.
The water?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Really? Provide some reasoning. Scientific reasoning.
If the tiny microwave is melting, for a second, it's going to heat up twice as fast.
Exactly.
And then it's going to melt, and then it's going to go back.
Okay, but that counts. That counts, right?
Well, then, yeah, I guess it does count.
Chajal, do you think even if the tiny microwave, like, melted, for a split second, it would be heating up twice as fast?
I think it would take a while for it to melt. To be honest.
Agreed, yeah.
Because even if it's a big microwave, they're not that strong.
But they're not made of meltable material, really. They're made of, like...
The inside is what's fortified. Everything else can get microwaved from the outside, but they're... Like,
I don't
I think
see
the
metal
inner
being,
shell...
I don't see metal being melted that often. I see it being melted in, like, those big
kernels.
But
what I'm saying is that, like, the inside of the mini microwave probably won't melt for a while, because it's built to withstand microwaves from inside the microwave, so it stands to reason that it would survive microwaves from outside the microwave.
Right. Now, do you think it would heat it up twice as fast or no?
It depends on if the microwaves from the outer microwave get into the inner microwave.
Right, because the inner microwave would have to...
You mean like name it microwave A or something?
Okay, microwave A is the big one. Microwave B is the mini one.
Okay.
How about mini wave? The mini wave would have to be just durable enough to not melt, but also not durable enough to keep the heat from microwave out, right?
This is too much microwave.
This is too much. The question.
Never too much.
Well, the question had the microwave in it three times. The word microwave was in there three whole times.
They just really wanted to make sure we knew it was a microwave.
Is there anything you think you would be able to, like, think was a micro. Wasn't a microwave, but it actually was?
Well, washing machine.
What qualifies as a microwave? I think we're having a very limited understanding of microwave right now. What if we expand our microwave horizons?
A digital box that gets plugged in. That can heat up your food very quickly and has microwave in the title of the product.
If you picture your brain getting microwaved, does your brain get hot and then your temperature heats up?
Not me getting a Discord notification. Guys, we should have a questionable Discord server.
Oh my god, we should.
Do you have Discord?
No, I'm not a Discord nerd.
Like, I'm not a Discord nerd. I'm a nerd, but I'm not a Discord
nerd.
I'm taking
my candy and I'm leaving.
Are you going... Okay, so just quick context for our non-visual listeners, which is everybody, hopefully, unless you're like, you got a camera in our room.
Like me.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Mantis is now under the table with an entire bin of candy.
I'm gonna bite your toes off.
Wait a minute, guys. We need to restart this whole thing, because today is the Halloween episode.
But it's not Halloween.
It's gonna be Halloween when I release this.
Yay, Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
We need a Halloween-themed question.
Yeah, so...
Probably should have done this in advance.
Should I restart it?
How about edit this in as a secondary question as like bonus content?
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Okay, you need to come up with a conclusion.
Okay, the answer is yes, but not for long. Okay, bye!